What's up? This is Richard, and we're on Geek Love Radio for January 10th, 2005. Whoops. All right, let me get some music queued up.
Down to the wire tonight.
Yeah, we are. It's a busy night, so
I hope we're broadcasting. Because we have some new features of the show, we're trying to get functioning properly.
Yes.
One of which will be Tonight will be the first episode of Geek Love Radio where you can actually call in. We'll be giving out the number on the show later when we are ready to take calls.
Yes. So while I get this hooked up really quick. Alright.
Actually kind of comical, just like a minute before, or like right when the theme song was playing, he's holding some cord in his hand, he's like, holy crap, what is this plugged in?
What is this for? Shannon, what's up, man?
Not much, what's going on?
Nothing, just chilling, figuring this out. I think my sound levels are kind of high. What mic am I on? Oh, here we go. So, as Adam said, this is our first show that we're going to have live listeners being able to call in. So, yeah. I'm going to go get the show notes really quick so you guys can BS about something.
All right. Well, as always, we are online right now on AIM with the screen name Geek Love Radio.
Geek Love Radio.
So you're also able to send in your questions or comments via AIM. And as always, the site is available at geekloveradio.com. Shout out to Commander Zig, who's already listening tonight. One of the regulars is back. Mm-hmm. So Commander Zig, you're going to... Hopefully you'll call in tonight. You can ask a question over the phone. One problem I've noticed we've had with the phone thing so far is that when you call us, you are going to hear a slight echo of yourself when you talk. It'll be about a second delay. So as long as you can just ignore that, things will be fine. It sounds fine on our end. We don't hear you speaking double on our end or anything. So. And Richard's back with the notes. I was just telling listeners how there might be a slight echo tonight when they call in.
Yeah, we're going to get that fixed for next time. But for now, there's going to be a small echo. Nothing big. You guys don't hear yourself in the speaker things. But, so, all right, we have a good show tonight. We hope this works out pretty good. And, Adam, you wrote the show notes.
Well,
I haven't been here for, like, all week.
I pretty much, like, stole some notes from some other site.
Nice.
Well, it was a clever little formula thing, but don't we have some emails we need to get into?
Yeah, those are burning.
All right, well,
I didn't want to bring them up on the system, so all right. Do we do updates for everything already, like website updates and stuff like that? Just updates on everything. We are going out to Tech TV again. For those of you who might not know,
yeah,
we'll be on Tech TV in the near future.
Coming up next month.
Valentine's Day?
That just happens to be a Monday, so we won't be broadcasting that night.
Yes.
So you'll have to...
Dude, I forgot to push play on the music.
We have a music list until now. Yes. It's your CD player. You probably pushed play, but it decided it didn't want to play at the time.
Yes.
Pretty much the worst CD player of all time.
Kip, not like anybody can really know. Okay, I'm done. So, I went tampon shopping today.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't know I was going tampon shopping until I was here, though.
I've done that for a while.
I'm like, oh, what are we doing? And she, like, smirked, and she's like, I'm like, oh, no. Yes, so it was pretty bad. Nah, I didn't care. I'm not embarrassed by that. But, yes, you want to start off with the show notes, or just get us off on the topic?
All right, well, loosely tonight, one of the main themes of tonight's show, and it will be for the next few weeks, it's going to be personal fitness. and how that can relate to dating and relationships. It also can relate to your self-confidence, your self-esteem. And while preparing for this, I've been frequenting some fitness, nutrition, bodybuilding message boards, and I found this interesting post by a member on there. I don't know if he wrote this himself or if it's taken from their site. He didn't give credit or anything. But it's the best I can say. It's one person's formula for getting chicks. And it's kind of long here, so I don't know if I'll paraphrase things, but lesson number one, being prepared.
Yes.
And this person writes, to get girls, you have to have a lot of factors working together for you. But the single area that you must have, or the single area that you have the most control over is your appearance. It's a known fact to create chemistry with a girl, you have to know how to connect with her emotions. They have bad English in here, too.
See? You just can't read. That's the...
I think I'm trying to say, while taking excellent care of yourself will automatically trigger part of her emotions right off the bat. Think about that for a second. You don't even have to say a word to a girl, and already she's more willing to talk to you because you've triggered her emotions with your appearance. With that being said, here are the guidelines to follow for your appearance.
Okay. Do it, Adam.
You guys want to read one of these, or should I?
You can do it.
All right. Number one, work out consistently. And the comment for this is, okay, I'm not saying you have to look like Arnold or some Calvin Klein underwear model, but you should definitely go to the gym 3 to 5 times a week and get yourself in decent shape. And that's exactly what Richard and I have been doing lately, is trying to get back to the gym. Kind of on my own workout nutrition plan right now, trying to bulk up a little bit.
We're doing alright with it.
I've put on quite a bit of muscle over the last year, so I'm pretty happy.
I've lost a lot of weight, so I'm kind of happy.
And this time of year might even be a good time, if you're going to go work out the gym, to meet other people, because there's a lot of people who are going to the gym right now for two reasons. Number one, New Year's resolutions. They're still sticking to them. And number two, people who are going to trying to look good for spring break. So there's a huge jump in or increase in the number of people at the gyms this time of year.
You have the bodybuilders that are always there, too.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned, though, if you do go to the gym and you're a weakling like I am, don't get intimidated by people that are lifting, like, 900 pounds, because they've been doing it for, like, all their lives. I'm sure they came out of, like, the womb, like, with... They're just, like, sitting there, like, after they were born, they're just, like, starting to lift weights.
Yeah, so much of that is already, like, genetic.
Yeah.
So sometimes people who are really buff are... One of the things I said this one guy was a jerk to me. I said, I'd be buff too if I was 3 feet tall.
Oh. Personally, Adam and me are different. Like, I have a lot of lower body strength. Like, a lot of lower body strength. And Adam has, like, a lot of upper body strength.
I think Shannon's out of commission with the lower body.
Yeah, I'm pretty much out of commission completely.
Shannon.
Yeah, nice surgery over break.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
The nasty knee surgery pictures.
He hasn't
hanging
up.
Seen the nasty ones. They had the inside.
He's got one hanging on his door. The inside photo. Well, I've seen Goza and I've seen Ron.com, so I don't think it's much worse.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. So,
well, moving on.
Okay.
Still lesson number one for being prepared. Number two, wear nice clothes. By nice, I don't mean Gucci or Armani. Just wear clean clothes that fit your body type and style. I think the most important thing here is to find a look that fits you. If you're a skinny piece of shit, don't wear XXL football jerseys and huge baggy pants. That will just magnify the fact that you're incredibly underweight. Get a pair of white shoes and black shoes. You can wear those colors with anything and it'll show a girl you have sense of style. No, I went from...
Don't wear brown shoes with black pants, please.
We talked on the show before about not wearing black socks with white
just
shoes.
With white shoes in general.
But
I know
some,
people that do
we
that.
We got some feedback on that and said that they said that some certain people can pull it off.
Dude, it had to be like, I don't know if Brad Pitt could pull it off.
I think to pull it off, you'd have to be pretty decent looking to begin with. So the attention isn't on your socks.
Yeah. We logged on to Spin FM.
Okay.
Anybody listening, welcome.
Hello, Spin FM.
Welcome to Spin FM.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, we haven't been able to log on to Spin FM for some reason. And the Spin FM guy just said, okay, try now. So we did. Anybody listening to Spin FM that's tuning in right now, we have a new call-in line that we're going to do tonight and stuff like that. So, yeah. Anyhow, we're continuing with Formula to Getting Chicks.
Anybody want to read number three?
I don't know.
All right, number three. Keep all areas clean. This goes back to day one, folks. All right.
Yeah.
Girls are very perceptive. They notice the smallest details about you. Get your hair cut regularly. Keep all your nails clipped and clean. Make sure if you have facial hair, it's always looking good. If you have a fat goatee, then keep it combed. It's hair, isn't it? Get a beard trimmer if you have that stubble look and keep it trim. Don't have a unibrow.
Exactly.
Go to your mom's bathroom and bust out the tweezers. Dude, that fucking hurts. Same deal goes for nose hairs. As far as other body hair goes, I trim everywhere else.
That's what I don't want.
Well,
joking.
Somebody's ass hair is short. That's nice.
That reminds me of the movie I saw last night, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it funny?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's no Napoleon Dynamite, but it's pretty funny. Yeah.
Back to number three. Most girls, well, the hot ones, usually only like hair on your head. And a little bit above your unit.
So yeah.
So I should have read this before I volunteered myself, right?
I read these before. That's why I'm like, alright, let's not read this one. Alright, it's good to be, like, have a nice trimmed hair, unlike Adam's. No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, though, I think hair, like, head hair is different, because you can have the shaggy look, and, like, it'll look good. But if you have, like, the shaggy look going on, like, on your chest...
See, I keep my facial hair nice.
Well, some girls like the whole chest thing, man. Like, they like the whole chest hair thing.
I think it... I was talking to some people about this the other day, about how different generations like or dislike the chest hair.
Yeah. I think chest hair is all 70s, like, oh, a lot of females.
Yeah.
Like, what you said, Shannon's like, do I got chest hair? He's like, I got three hairs growing.
Damn, it sucks to be 19 years old.
What do you want? Curly chest hair, dude?
No.
Exactly. I'll wax my chest.
I want curly back hair.
If I can ever grow hair, if I can ever grow hair, I'd wax it.
I shave mine, so I don't like it. But mine only grows in like a small patch.
Now that the whole world knows,
I have a chest rug. The whole world is.
No, there's this guy that I used to live with that had a rug. Like, it seriously was as fluffy as a rug. Like, you couldn't see his skin almost. It was so crazy. So we called it the rug. Anyhow, continuing on.
All right, number four, skincare. Yes,
skincare.
Take good care of your skin.
Yes.
Most guys wash their face with soap and water, and that's it. I like to go to the steam room after I work out and eat a lot of fruit. You'd be surprised, it makes a big difference in the way your skin looks.
Uh-huh.
Besides, you don't want to break out the night before you hang out with a hot girl.
That's true.
And another thing, as far as skincare goes, don't be afraid to take more than one shower a day. And also, it's a good idea to use a wash rag.
Yeah.
Don't wash your butt with the same bar soap you wash your face with.
That's good suggestion.
Be careful with the showering, though, because, you know, 2 to 3 showers should be your max. I mean...
Yeah, you don't want to live in the shower.
Yeah, and if it's really, really cold out or something, don't make it a really hot or really long shower.
Yeah.
Because then your skin will dry out, and then you'll itch all day. And
I think a lot of it just depends on the activity you're going through.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Person says, if you put these four factors together, you should have a higher self-esteem. This will make you more confident, which is half the battle.
Yes, I think so too. As long as you have a good self-esteem, you're going to do good with picking up chicks. So, yes. We have somebody in our studio audience now. She doesn't want to talk, but she's going to sit here and help us.
Studio audience.
On our couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, where are we at now with these lists?
Go on to lesson number two, unless you have you want to go into an email.
Dude, I just want to read this email.
All right, let's go into the email.
And I'll check out the...
I've been talking to people online, sorry. Okay. It says, this is an email from somebody, and it says, please withhold my name. First of all, I got to say, it's interesting that you guys live in a state below me. I live in Minnesota. I was wondering a while where exactly you were, and I listened to the second show, but after... Okay, I'll skip to where it gets good. let's see. Anyway, here's my question. I want to know what I'm doing wrong and what I can do to correct it. I've had numerous women in my time, and I'm definitely not shy, but I have had this problem. If I like a girl, I must act different when the time... I must act different than when I don't, because if I like a girl, I can't seem to get rid of her even if she's attractive. And if I do like them, I seem to drive them away into the dreaded friend zone. Do you think looks have something to do with it? But it's not really. For instance, this one girl I like truthfully would probably be the second ugliest in sheer physical beauty that I've gone out with, although she has a lot of other things going for her. Cute eyes, intelligent, and one semester of a double major in economics and business to go. And since I'm looking more for long term, that's more attractive to me than just arm candy. Okay, it says, I try to play the game of indifference. That seems to help, but I need advice on what to do and what not to do when acting around someone that you like. It's like, ever since I started trying to relax and look for a long term instead of trying to getting good and looking for women
in the door once again.
I've had problems. I hope this makes sense to you. I look forward to your answer. Keep it up. Basically, he wants to know how to act around women. Hey. No. Nope. Sorry, we don't have a show. You want to be on our radio show?
In the studio.
Our upstart neighbors came down to say hi to us during our show. How's it going? Doing good. We're doing a radio show. Online. Yeah, we're talking to like a couple hundred people.
Yeah, we're live right now on the air. Yeah. We're broadcasting over the internet, so.
Hey, you want to help us with this question? All right, have a seat. I got a microphone for you. All right. Hold that. Let me get you plugged in really quick. Okay. All right, talk really quick.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Okay, what's your name?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, how's it going, I'm Richard?
It's going great. How are you, Richard?
Good. Sarah's our updoor neighbor.
Updoor.
And, upstairs. Yeah, have we ever been loud?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, good. All right, it's good. Just wondering. Okay, so the question we have, we're a dating advice love show. And
Dating advice love show.
It's called Geek Love Radio.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, all right, let's get comfortable for this. All right. The question is, a guy emailed us wondering how he should act around women he likes, because he always seems to drive the ones that he likes into the friendship zone, and the girls he doesn't like, he can't drive those away.
Oh, isn't that how it works?
And it always works like that for some reason. I think this is the thing. I think he's more mean to the girls that he doesn't like, and for some reason, girls like it when guys are mean to him. I'm just going to say it.
Those are the silly girls.
I know.
Yes. So the girls who are in that friendship zone, he should just try to make a transition. It's not easy, you know, because girls don't want to lose good friends, but at the same time, those are the best relationships. That's
now,
what I think.
Now, how can he act different around these girls? Like, say he meets a girl and he likes her. Like, is there something he could do differently? Like, when he's acting around her?
You mean other than just being himself?
Just being himself. Because he seems like himself seems to drive girls into the friend zone really quick.
Does he invite the girls on dates? You know, like immediately?
I don't know. It didn't say in the email. We always have a lack of information on these. But I think... Oh, he commented on this, too. He says he's been with a girl that's really ugly. And he quotes, probably the second ugliest girl in pure physical beauty that I've gone out with.
Oh, that's
yeah, but he says he likes her because she has a lot to offer. And he's like, But I'm not sure what's... He's like, I just don't want some arm candy. He's like, I'm looking for more of the long-term thing that's more attractive to me than just arm candy. So he doesn't want arm candy. He wants something long-term. And he doesn't know what to do.
So does he want something long-term with this girl?
I don't know. Like, I think he's wondering what he should do about this girl. Like, you know? Because he's like, well, I have this girl and she's, you know, has potential. Not very attractive, but she's has a lot going for her, so...
Well, if he just can decide in his own head, like, what it is that he wants, like, with certainty, like, if he can decide that, yes, he wants to be with this girl in the long run, or no, he doesn't want to be with her, then he can act based on that, you know? Like, if... I mean, I think that physical attraction is important, but at the same time, if he's willing to sacrifice that for this relationship, then he's probably in it for the long haul.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think there's potential here for things. Don't worry. I'm just checking things. Good answer. Thank you.
Good answer.
Are you stuck in the snow?
My roommate's car has been stuck in the snow in a...
Is it the red car out there?
It's not the red car.
Are you talking about the one that was parked up?
Yeah, the one in the
front row.
The
front row.
Yeah. Someone wrote move on it in the snow.
Terrible. They just plowed all the snow next to her car, and yeah,
well,
we
need
a
shovel.
There
was a shovel that was just like floating around the parking lot.
That's what I heard, but I think it's broken.
Disappeared.
That happens.
We were going to bring it in our building and leave it in here, but we didn't.
That would have been nice.
Yes. So, I am putting myself. So, yes.
Sorry, you
or any of your roommates ever want to come down for the show or anything, just come down Monday nights at 9:30. Yes, it's 10 right now, actually. So,
and the show's also available for download if you ever miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can download this episode and hear yourself on the radio.
Yep. GeekLoveRadio.com.
GeekLoveRadio.com. Well,
yep.
That is so cool. Thanks
no
so much for having me.
Thanks
no
for
thanks
being
for
on the show.
Not really on the radio, so.
Talking about doing... Yeah, for people that don't know, we do this from our apartment in our living room. So... You're the first person that's actually barged into our show. That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it is.
We always meet a first. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too.
Alright, see ya. So, yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Yes. Does our studio audience want to be on the show now? Our studio audience doesn't want to be on the show.
Studio audience,
there's an extra mic.
We have an extra mic. Okay. So what's going on? Do you want me to drop the number to see if anybody?
Well, what's going on with the monitor?
Dude, it's just the
wiggle the VGA cable in the back.
Dude,
the monitor went all greenish, bluish.
It's okay.
We're getting
a sweet mullet.
Jumping jack. Okay, I'm gonna drop the number for the show really quick. And the number that you guys can contact us and call in. Actually, let me get things really set up really quick.
And just before you do that, we got a message from your bro.
Okay.
Who's asking Holly to talk about what he told her on the show.
What? My brother is messaging our studio audience.
Tell Holly to talk about what I told her.
Holly, you're supposed to talk about something. Holly, get a mic. Come on.
Today, Junior.
All right, we're going to drop the number on the air.
Okay.
Is your brother still single?
Yes, my brother's still single right now.
All right.
He's trying, though.
Please.
He's trying hard.
Come on.
All right, the number for anybody to call in is... drumroll. Make sure that I got things all set up here. All right, the number is 313-228-0716. I'll repeat that. 313-228-0716, and you can call in and be on the show on Geek Love Radio live. The problem is that you might hear a little echo on the phone this time because we have we're having technical difficulties a bit. But if you want to call in and be on the show, that is the number.
Yes.
As we wait patiently for somebody to call.
Is it gonna ring? Is it gonna ring at all?
I don't know. It might. There's a delay, so.
Okay. Well.
So,
I guess
yeah.
We could say that it's been a hectic week for us.
Yeah.
It's been
definitely.
Classes just started again today, so back on the grind.
Back on the grind.
And
but I get a drive to class.
Unfortunately, out of the two classes I had today, there was combined one girl. And all. So
are you serious, dude?
Very slim pickings in my class.
Engineering.
Remind me never to take your classes.
One girl in my video game development class.
Wow, dude. How does that happen?
I don't know. I'm Asian girl.
I'm sorry, dude. That really sucks.
She's a comp sci major.
Is she hot, at least?
Ooh.
She was okay looking.
Oh. That happens. Ooh. Alright. So... okay. Oops.
Call us.
Because we have nothing else. No,
Mushroom.
I'm going to restart this, actually, because I think I might have messed it up.
Okay, well, we can move on here. To lesson number two, creating attraction.
That's such a big break between lessons. For those of you who didn't hear other lessons.
This is the creating attraction lesson. And again, this was written by pretty much anonymous, and I got it from this message board for fitness and nutrition, and bodybuilding, etc.
Sweet.
So this is in this person's words, not mine.
Okay.
When most guys hear a girl say, "I'm so attracted to him," they automatically think the girl is referring to the guy's looks. Wrong.
Whatever.
When a girl says she's attracted to a guy, it's much more than looks, if at all. All these years, we've been bred to think that the way to a girl's heart is to buy her gifts, call her out to show how much you care, and put her above anything else. When in the real world, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Now, most guys who realize this are quick to say, "To get chicks, you have to be an asshole." That's not true either. Why would a girl want to be with an asshole? To create attraction, you need to understand these three principles.
Okay.
Number one, knowing what to say. Number two, knowing how to say it. And number three, knowing when to say it. Let me explain each of these in more detail.
I'll take over, Adam.
Gracias.
Okay. Knowing what to say.
While Shannon plays with his
knee.
Nah.
Squishing it around. Hey, we got somebody calling in, yo.
All right.
First caller.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Let's guess.
Hello?
Hello.
Ah, hold on. Let me get switched over. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. What are you doing?
Nate?
Is this...
yeah, am I in the air?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are in the air.
Oh, okay.
Are you still single?
Yes, I am. Ladies, you can call me.
So what are you up to?
Nothing. I was just wondering if Holly was going to talk.
She is saying
no. We have another caller, dude. I'll hang up on you. Call back, okay?
Call
okay.
back. First caller. Right. Call back.
All right, I'll call you back in a little bit.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello? You are on Geek Love Radio.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm actually going down from Des Moines.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Oh, God, sorry, that's
Sorry about the echo,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, kind of an echo. You have to kind of ignore it.
We'll fix for next week.
I figure since you guys didn't have much in common, I'll give you a story.
Okay.
Alrighty, I had a great geek moment here.
Okay.
I was at a doctor's convention ball.
Okay.
Last November. And, I've been in this situation where I've always hoped that I actually have so-called sci-fi, all sorts of bad things, like old movies, video games, but, you know, without the list, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I go to conventions all the time.
Okay. but, behold, I'm going to this convention, no excuse whatsoever, and whammo. Girl's my dream.
Uh-oh.
Da-da-da.
The dumb thing, though.
Okay.
She lives in Indiana.
I guess that's kind of far away. Did you talk to her and, hang out with her?
Yeah. We're actually in the midst of a blossoming relationship.
Oh. So, do you talk to her on a daily basis, so?
Every other day.
Every other day?
We finally had a chance to see each other like 2 weeks ago. She flew all the way up with me.
So there's effort on her part for her to come and see you and like you to see her?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I mean, that was, I mean, always just that, you know, there's hope out.
Yeah.
You can actually doubt that.
So are you asking, like, about the long-distance stuff and how that works?
No, no.
Oh.
Not really. I was just calling with the success story.
Oh, sweet. It's a success story. Is it because of us?
Story.
No.
No,
I've been long.
No, not really.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to, though.
Thanks. No, yeah, well, I hope everything goes well for you, man.
I will admit that does stink, though.
Yeah.
There is one. It seems that my ex-girl kind of crawling out of everywhere, and I'm happy. It can be very frustrating at times.
Oh, really?
Because I've even had one, like, offer me guilt-free, no questions asked of extracurricular activities.
Nice.
But I actually did some guy, and this was prior to actually meeting for the second time the gal I'm actually with right now.
Yeah.
I almost accepted. But girl at the door, I chicken out.
Okay.
And not only that, but I actually call up people that I've seen, and right up actually tell her, that's what I was.
So what's up? Sorry, you're breaking up on me, really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I guess it's a sign that you like a girl when you turn down free sex for a gal that's 600 miles away that you've only met once.
Yeah, well, I'd do it too.
But the fact that you know that when I actually explain this to the girl, or the girl that I'm seeing right now,
yeah,
that she didn't kill me, that's the best sign in the world.
See, people are overrated. First of all, I don't think sex should be the main point of a relationship, because then things are never going to work out. Like,
of course.
So, even if girls offer you free sex, you know, it's not worth it.
I mean, and in retrospect, I kind of realized without a play, it was kind of a power play.
Yeah, exactly. That happens. I've had that moment of retrospect before. But, yeah, well, thanks for calling in, man.
No problem.
If you have updates or whatever, just call back to us and
we'll do.
Just email us too if you want. So,
okay.
Anybody else that's interested can call us now at the number. Let me get it back up. The number is 313-228-0716, and we are here for your pleasure, listening and enjoyment.
We're
here for your pleasure.
Yeah, listening.
And it is a new 900.
And like, as you were just saying, that relationships are not all about sex, and if it becomes that way, then the relationship's going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Because it's no longer a relationship as it is. It may just playtime, happy, good times.
Playtime. Playtime in bed.
Whatever.
Dominate me.
The friends with benefits thing, and you don't want to get in that situation.
Exactly.
Because, you know,
friends with benefits.
Close the paper, whatever you come out of it. If you're lucky, if you're unlucky.
No. Yeah, in high school relationships never work out. This is Adam's quote from the paper. High school relationships never work out.
They're just starter relationships.
He's like, if you're lucky, you'll get out of it without an STD. The quote, and they actually printed that too, which is awesome.
Yes.
They very printed awesome his quote then about STDs. Which is kind of funny.
He said STD.
He said STD. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well.
Wait. pick something from the wall to talk about.
Well, we still have more of the stuff to go into.
Oh, go to list. All right, let's. I'll talk to you.
Well,
it's kind of long.
It'd be kind of explaining, knowing what to say, knowing how to say, and knowing when to say it.
Yeah.
One thing we were going to go into tonight, I mentioned, was the whole working out, fitness, eating healthy.
Yeah.
And how that can affect your relationships.
Working out, or?
Or your pursuit thereof. Because it, well,
put back some music.
You can improve your self-confidence and self-esteem. And
yeah. That's true.
A lot of the listeners, the geeks, that's where they're lacking.
That's true.
They're like, I have high self-esteem within the Counter-Strike world, but within real life, it's
man,
not
I can get
high.
So many frags.
Yeah.
I'm good like that. I do good. I'm good. No.
Yeah, their self-esteem boost is like, you know, hitting tab and seeing how many frags they have.
It's all about the tab button.
Whereas you don't have the tab and the score counter in real life.
I don't know if we can stress it enough that if you're, like, if you have a good self-esteem, you're just going to do better with girls because you're going to be more confident, and then you're going to be, you're going to have, I don't know, just more bounce in your step. Like those Viagra commercials, you know, and the guy walks out and he's like, has a bounce in his step. It's because he's confident. Viagra isn't there to do things. It's just there to boost your confidence. Okay.
What did you just say?
I want to bring something up. We were listening to our competitor show the other day. And Adam sent me this little clip of a guy.
Our competitor show.
Loveline.
Oh.
You mean with the real person with the PhD?
Yeah, the real person. Shut up.
Those fuckers.
No. So we were listening to, like, there was a clip that Adam sent me, and this guy called in. He's like, I like using Viagra. He's like, when I don't really have to. He's like, I just pop it in sometimes just to, you know, have some extra longness. Like, he's like, I can go for longer, and, like, he was talking about this, and they're just like, what are you doing, dude? And then, like, they're like, okay. They're like, well,
like,
can you put
your penis on
the phone? Like, can you put your penis on the phone? We want to see if the penis is. So the dude's like, it's like the best thing. We need to play it on the show, man. I think
we can get by with that. And then he puts, like, can you put your left nut on the phone?
And he's like, hello, this is my left nut.
He's
like, I am an Arab nut.
Yeah, he's the Hindu nut. The other nut was, like, Italian or something. I forget.
And then, like, oh, we get along. It was just extremely funny and hilarious. Anyhow, my brother's like, awesome. Anyhow, enough talking about nuts in Viagra. Holly,
yeah.
You pick something from the wall.
I'm going to read some more of these here, though. These are good.
While we wait for
the response. Knowing what to say. Because if you know what to say to a girl, then you'll get every girl you ever wanted. So how do you know what to say? It's actually pretty easy. Say the unexpected. The unexpected is what she subconsciously wants to hear. But when you say it, she'll say you're mean and hit you. It's natural. Or it's naturally pretty funny, according to my friends and family. So I use this to my advantage to bust on the girls and give her a hard time in a non-threatening type of way. Number 2, knowing how to say it. Your voice tone is so important. Watch a Brad Pitt movie. Analyze his voice in some lines he says. Fight Club or Fight Club. Is that? We have some distractions going on here
Fight
in the
Club.
Studio.
Sorry. Where's it? Holly is enjoying the So You Got Her Pregnant segment that we were working on. She's like, you got her pregnant.
That was my idea.
That was Adam's thing.
So You Got Her Pregnant.
All right, well, analyze his voice in some...
Again.
Okay, here we go. Analyze his voice in some of the lines he said. Fight Club is actually a really good example of this because Edward Norton's tone of voice is like a mouse who got kicked in the nuts. So you have a perfect example of how to sound and how you shouldn't sound. Pitt's voice is deep and manly. If you think he just naturally talks that way, then you're fooling yourself. He practices it. Blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
So, no, we're talking. Okay.
Okay. Well, moving on.
We're planning ahead for hilarious sex stories in the future. There's coming up in the future for Geek Love Radio, Risque Edition. So I think you were talking about like tone of voice and like being able to talk.
Well, I was saying like, you know, like Brad Pitt's voice isn't naturally that deep and manly.
I think girls aren't after Brad Pitt's voice. The only girl in the studio audience laughed, and I know what she's thinking. So,
well, that wasn't. It's not so much about voice as saying like how your voice tone is important. You don't want to sound like you just got kicked in the nuts.
That's true. Yeah, but you can't really control your voice. I mean, if you have like, what are you doing tonight?
That's not gonna.
Yeah, but if think about it. If you're stuck with a voice like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite, what are you gonna do? I mean, you can't really change that. I mean. Some people are just unfortunate and have sucky voices.
You can be like, hey, baby, what up?
Which way is it to the weight room?
Which way? You're like, is it this way? Or is it this way?
Unfortunately, we're a radio show, and you can't see whatever the hell he was just doing.
But that's cool.
People can imagine. Anyhow, I know where you're going with that, but I think it's more on what you say than how you say it or how you sound when you say it.
Well, it's not so much where I'm going, it's just someone else's formula.
Well, they're wrong.
I don't think it's that part's not that important. I think his first step, or the lesson one of the formula, is actually pretty decent all around. Because it's kind of the no-brainer things, like
looking good.
Looking good, wearing nice clothes, keeping all your areas clean, skincare. I mean, we've gone over that many times on the show.
Yeah, that's true. How many times do we say, take a shower? It's really important to take showers.
Take a shower, damn it.
Or bi-daily, I guess. Some of you can't take them on a daily basis.
But you really should take them on a daily basis.
Can't you take 15 minutes out of your day and hop in that shower? And
personally, I take 2 showers a day most days. In the morning to wake up, and then either I work out or like
2 is about average.
Yeah, I definitely used to do that, but
2 is about average in our apartment.
I can't really break a sweat. It's kind of hard, yeah. But yeah, I know what they're saying.
And we always mentioned to Eric that he should take 2 showers.
Did you mention about Eric?
I'll do that right after this. But he didn't say he didn't want to waste water. He thought it was a waste of water to take 2 showers in a day.
He didn't flush the toilet either for some
I've noticed that now in the mornings. There's not stuff in the toilet when I get up.
It's because I go in and flush it before everybody gets in.
Oh, so it's still magically...
Hey, I was in there early this morning. Don't give me that.
So here's Eric, the roommate.
He's not here anymore.
Yeah, he graduated without really realizing it. Came back from break, and he's like, I think I graduated, but I'm not sure.
Not quite sure about that one yet, but according to him, he graduated, so...
He was supposed to fail, 3 classes, and I guess he passed them all. One of the ones he thought he was going to get an F in, he got a B minus in.
We're kind of sketchy about it. I mean, we're not
sure
exactly what happened.
I wouldn't believe him, but he just didn't seem very happy that he was done. And so we were thinking, I know one of the classes he was taking, it was his third time. And I know you can get kicked out if you fail, a class 3 times in a row.
So, we're not sure exactly what
happened. He may have just kind of tried to leave, got kicked out, might try to leave.
We have extra closet space now. We have a lot of extra closet space now.
<That's terrible.
laughs> His door's open, we had to go a minute.
Now we can't give him the Geek Love makeover anymore.
I know. Man, that was going to be so awesome. We're going to give him a Geek Love makeover. We're going to have, take videos of it, and it was going to be part of Geek Love TV.
Geek Love Home Edition.
And it was going to be, giving him a makeover and, the process we did to do it. You know how they do on the
TV. We can find a volunteer or something.
Give me a makeover.
Somebody from my game development class.
Oh.
A lot of people in there that could...
Dorks. Anyhow.
I need to get my hair changed, I think. So maybe today can be part of the show.
Holly can cut your hair. She's like, yes, let me cut it.
I grew it out, but now she's like, I don't know what to do.
It happens. Okay. We have a subject on the wall that we want to talk about.
Do you want to drop the phone number again, though?
Oh, yeah. I can drop the phone number again in the meantime. The subject of the wall was...
All right. People said that the caller was hard to understand.
Yeah, he was kind of...
I noticed that he kept cutting out now.
I don't know if that was us or him. We'll figure it out.
I had a hard time understanding what he was talking about.
I could understand perfectly.
I couldn't fill in the missing words.
Of course you could, Richard.
What is tonight's topic from our vast topic wall?
In the meantime, the numbers to call in is 313-228-0716, and we are here with the hotlines open.
Thanks, Shannon. Your order has been processed.
Oh, ways to know if she's the one.
Yeah.
I don't
know she's the one.
What are you talking? You had the girlfriend.
I know, but I mean...
He's like, I know, I don't want
to... It's not like the easiest thing to explain, though, either.
Yeah, it's kind of like... Because you would have asked me, like 2 years ago, I would have thought I would have known. Because I was in that four-year relationship, I thought that she was the one, but she wasn't, and so all my whole perception on that is warped.
For 4 years.
I think there's basic, though, that you need. I think she has to be your best friend. Or be cool with.
Yeah, she has to be somebody that you can...
Like, someone that you can...
Trust?
Someone that you can have a blast with without even being physically involved.
I think...
You have to have that. If you're not friends, then you don't have nothing. You can't all be about...
Sex?
Animalistic.
You can't be all about sex. You can't all be about...
Oh, my God. Wild, rampaging sex.
It can't be all about all physical.
I have to agree with that. I don't like. It's hard. Everybody
have to be accepting of any flaws that they may have.
Everybody has their own way of like knowing who's the one. Because I mean, I don't know. Well, like, all right, think about it. It's. I don't think you could ever know until like you can look back and say, yeah, she was the one. Because like, I mean, when you're sitting there.
And also, just real quick, it takes more than just being with a couple people to know, I think.
Yeah.
You have to have stuff to compare it to.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm always saying, go date around people.
If you've been in one relationship for 3 or 4 years and you think that person's the one, well, you really have no idea.
I'm joking.
I was in more relationships than that, but...
Yeah. Experiment with some people.
I've been in a lot of long-term relationships, I think.
Yeah. But,
I haven't had too many short ones.
Yeah. If it's always good. I don't know. If you can't communicate with the person, first of all, then it's probably not the one. If you can't, be open and honest with people, then that's probably not the one.
You have to have total trust. There's a difference between being jealous and trusting someone. We tried doing that before on the show, which...
That, yeah.
Kind of shaky ground, but I think if you can be with this person, know that they're going out with, someone, she's going out with their girlfriend, going to the club or something, or anything, going to a party that you're not going to.
That you can trust.
If you don't even worry about it at all and you know you can trust her, that's a good sign. But if you being jealous and there's not trust in them, I think I had girls thrown in my face before where I was jealous a little bit, but they twisted it around to distrust me.
I got you. The difference between jealousy and trust.
I didn't feel anything like distrust, it was just that there's any distrust, it's that I don't trust me.
Yeah.
But then, you know,
then
as I got older and thought about it more, I think back then when I thought I trusted someone, I really didn't, in certain ways.
That's true.
Sometimes with good reason.
Shit happens, man. Shit happens.
It's a nasty world, because sometimes they'll throw it on your face saying you don't trust them, but you find out that they are definitely doing things that you don't trust them. And
sure.
They're just trying to hide it by throwing it on your face. That sucks, but that's all part of the game.
That's all past now. No. I don't know. I always say, trust is probably one of the biggest parts of a relationship. Because if you can't trust somebody, then there's no point. And then somebody was talking to me the other day about this. And they're like, well, how do you know, how do you know if you can trust somebody? And I'm like, well, you don't. You just have to trust to trust. I don't know, you can't explain it. If you don't trust somebody, then there's no point in, dating the person. I mean... You're always going to think something's up. You're always going to be afraid that he's going to be with... Or she's going to be with somebody else. Or, you're always going to be afraid that, he or she's going to be, hitting on somebody. Or, you know? And that's things you don't really have to worry about. That you shouldn't be worrying about if you really trusted the person. So for a relationship to work out in, you know, and everything, I'm saying trust is a big thing. So, do you have a question?
No.
Okay.
I have another thing to know would be whether or not you're giving each other, like, everything, like, emotionally. If you can't talk about any emotions, like certain emotions that you're feeling, or you hold certain things back, then that's a sign that that person's not the one.
So, like, being truthful?
Like, say if you, something as small as that you're doing bad in school or something, but you can't tell the other person.
Yeah.
You should be able to tell the one.
Being able to go to someone and,
yeah, it should be
like
a person you can go to anyone for emotional backing or
physical
power.
That's true. Being truthful is good too. Because once you start lying, then it's the avalanche of lies. And then it won't ever stop. I found that one out before. The hard way.
No, I read in the book once.
Okay, talk, sorry.
His example, I thought it was kind of weird. He's like, if your lover or your relationship with can cut off your hand knowingly and you would forgive them.
I was talking to somebody about something like this the other day too.
If they could cut off your hand,
I was talking
to, have it not be an accident, and you would still forgive them.
I was talking to Holly precisely about this. We were talking. She's like, Richard, she's like, if I was lying there and I was like in pain, she's like, and I was about to die, or she's like, if I had deathly, like, terminal cancer and I was in a lot of pain, would you kill me? She's like, if I asked for you to kill me. And I'm like, like, what the hell kind of a question? First of all, I'm like, what the hell kind of a question is this? It was. Do you want the microphone?
Was there alcohol involved?
No
alcohol involved.
No. So, we were talking about this.
Yeah.
Holly, no, I can't kill you. We know we don't ever want to do that. Yeah. I do, because I talked to you about it. But, Holly, you should have the microphone so people can hear you. Because nobody can hear you.
Oh.
Okay. So, she asked me, she's like, Richard, would you be able to kill me if I asked you to kill me? I'm like, Holly, I can't kill you. would you be able to kill somebody? Shannon, say your wife was terminally death bedridden. Like, she was in pain, and she's like, hey, she's like, could you kill me to put me out of my misery? Would you be able to do it?
That's a really good question. But, no, I mean, you know.
Oh, really?
This message.
Well,
from Community Zig, it says hijacked on Rant Radio.
No, I don't think I could ever do that.
We're not on the low quality Rant Radio.
We're not on all of them, dude.
Holy shit!
We got.
Hello, archived audience.
Yes, hello, archived audience. People are listening to us now.
Are we reconnected? Okay, I have to kick them first.
Okay,
I just kicked the low. And
oh, we got disconnected from everything.
And I just kicked the high.
Alright, hey, welcome back, Lo.
Welcome back, Rant Radio listeners.
Hi.
Thank you, Commander Zig, for letting us know that we were no longer on Rant Radio.
For some reason,
the stream dropped, so.
We've been having internet problems here all day. Like, my internet keeps going out.
Things like this happen, though.
All day. So, yeah.
So, we were talking to the archive audience.
We're talking about being able to kill somebody if they ask you to kill them. If they were, like, deathly, like, suffering or whatever. And, like, I don't think I'd be able to do that. Sorry, Holly. I wouldn't be able to kill you. I can't. What else did we talk about? Like, what other questions did we have? We asked... Oh, I forget. Oh! Like, the paralyzed question. If somebody got in a car accident and say, like, you were dating a girl and, like, you were engaged to this girl and she got in a car accident and was paralyzed, would you still date the girl? Like, and she said it was okay if you didn't want to, and she'd understand if you didn't want to date her anymore. I think I'd have to date the girl, man. It's not about, like...
Yeah, I don't think I could stop.
It's not about... Yeah, what kind of relationship would you have if you just dropped your girlfriend when things got bad? Oh, we're sorry.
You're crippled like, now.
So. You're crippled now.
I don't know. I think it just...
What kind of a boyfriend?
It would change the relationship. I have to admit, they would probably change the relationship, but I think at that point, they would need you more than ever.
If you were ready to be engaged, then there's more than physical attraction. And there's more there than... There's like a mental and...
But if she's like your girlfriend for 2 days and she's paralyzed, then maybe...
Maybe it's not. You know, that might be one to consider. You're just like,
it's
you know...
a long-term thing, yeah, definitely.
I mean...
Maybe you'd be a jerk.
Yeah, that'd be kind of really jerkish. And if you think... Like, I mean, what kind of relationship, seriously, if you... What do you have if you could just drop somebody because something bad happened?
You've at least got to try, but I mean...
Then your next girlfriend asked you, so what happened with your last relationship? Well, she got paralyzed, so I dumped her ass.
Dumped her ass.
So don't you go getting paralyzed on me.
Don't you go getting paralyzed. I kicked her ass to the curb. And she couldn't get her
and get back up again.
What do you
there.
Call? I want to
oh, man.
What do you call? Never mind. What do you call a guy? I'll say. What do you call a guy in the ocean with no legs? Bob. Okay, that was bad. I am done with the paralyzed
Bob. Job. That is hilarious.
Anyhow, what else did we talk about, Holly? We talked about everything. Like anything. We had some.
Well, what if you were with, like, what if your girlfriend, like, got in a car, like, 50 first dates.
Okay, 50 first dates.
And she became, or she got amnesia.
And she couldn't remember you?
Right.
I would do what Adam Sandler did every day. I would do it, just because...
And he would film and make a show out of it.
And make a movie. Ooh. I see this, I like this.
Amnesia,
Holly doesn't remember
love
much.
I love video.
Doesn't remember hardly anything. She's like, what did I say?
Yeah, it's fall on the ice.
What's my shopping list? Talking about shopping. Anyhow.
So I says to the man, rectum.
Rectum.
Damn near killed him.
Rectum. Anyhow.
Oh, man.
Wow, we're so
going to brand new lows.
Well, no. It's a lot better than so I was wrist deep in this 9-year-old.
Ooh.
So would you take off your watch? Or so would you take off? Yeah, I fucked that up. Never mind.
You're done. What else? Holly, think. What else did we talk about? I know you can't remember things. Would it matter? Oh, would it matter if you were engaged and you found out that your fiancé couldn't have kids?
For me, it would not matter what.
It wouldn't matter for me either.
Probably because ever since I was like in second grade, I always wanted. I thought I would adopt a kid when I got older. Like, have my own, but at least like adopt one too. So you could just adopt some more or something. I don't know.
I would like.
There's a lot of kids out there that don't have a family.
What's that?
Yeah,
oh, well, I was saying that some people are like really
yeah,
like big onto like passing down their family blood, you know, and like, oh, I gotta get
and see, like,
have a child.
There's the pressure on that, like, for me and my brother and my family, because we're like, you know, we're gonna carry on the family name.
Carrying on the family name, sort of thing.
So,
but it's not about, like, I was talking to Holly, I'm like, it's not about, you know, having a kid. Like, if for some reason you're gonna have a kid, it's like, I don't know, it'd be this. It's all this thing. I would be able to, like, I'd adopt a kid, first of all, because if my partner couldn't have a kid, then I'm not going to go have sex with some other woman just so I can have a kid. I'm not going to go have sex just so I can have a kid.
Also,
random partner.
I think taking, like, the drugs or whatever so you have, like, 9 kids at one time is... That's...
That's wrong. That would suck, man.
That's really fucking expensive.
Yeah, I never mentioned this on the show before, but like all of my cousins, everyone in my family who's had kids so far, in my generation, has had twins.
Wow.
Everyone.
You have a high expectations.
And my grandma. Yeah, so.
You're going to have twins.
So, twins are probably in my future.
I don't know.
You have the little terminal thing down.
Yeah. I think it's... So, anybody was calling us...
Call back now.
Call back now. Damn it. Oh, I think I kicked it, because I was afraid that it was messing up the streams.
Betcha. Okay, so call back.
Alright, we're back on the air with the phone line thing. I'm calling myself. The number to call is 313-228-0716. And I'm just calling to make sure it works. But call us and ask us your questions or give us some advice or just tell us a story like our friend earlier. That's me. I just wanted to make sure it worked. So,
Nate was going to call back.
But he decided not to.
Oh.
Because Holly's not on the show.
That's right.
Damn, that's right. So, yeah. I think I'd adopt first, and then... relationships are a two-way thing, you know?
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I don't know.
But in a way, I think it's over the heads of our listeners.
I think so, too.
What to do if your fiancé can't have kids on the next Geekhood
Radio. How about we... Let's focus on getting a girlfriend first, and then let's focus on the fiancé thing. Wait... Okay, let's pick hot for teacher.
Hot for teacher. I thought we already did that one.
Hot for teacher.
That's Van Halen.
I think I've been hot for student teacher, but not teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because usually they're past their 40s when they're teaching in most of our situations.
I had a nice Latina student teacher once.
I tried hitting on my...
Finding the next class he was in, but it wasn't available to me.
I was going to hit on my art history TA just so I could get some answers.
So you get some...
Because that class was hard. I didn't want to do the work.
Hey, sweetie. Why don't you give me an A on the test?
I'll give you
animal lust.
You're like, you're the TA, right?
You're the TA?
Can you give me some TNA?
You go out on a date. You're horrible. Like, so what do? You're a TA? Oh, what class? No way, that's the class I'm in.
Oh, God. What exactly do I have to do to get an A? It's not willing to get anything.
The professor said we could come to you for questions and advice.
And it'd be confidential.
It'd be confidential. So, what'd you say?
Nothing leaves this room.
So bad. Holly was hot.
Would you ever sleep with a teacher for a day?
What's that?
Would you ever sleep with an attractive TA?
Would I sleep with an attractive TA for
a day? TNA in a class.
No. Because that would...
Morally...
No, because that would mess with me, because I'd be like, okay, could I have gotten the A without having the sex? And, like, I would just like to know, because I like to know things.
I can't have, like...
You can't have sex.
Non-emotionally attached sex. That's just...
Yeah, if anybody wanted to call in for Hot for Teacher...
Or to send pictures.
How can people call in to send pictures? Oh, no. Pictures of their professors.
Gotcha. You can send those over AIM.
Geeklubradio@gmail.com.
And we'd be happy to evaluate them on the air.
And we'll throw them on the site if you guys have any hot teachers. I don't know how you...
And also,
hey,
listeners...
professor, can you come over here really quick?
Listeners,
I want a picture with you.
Send in your pictures for the site so they can be on our...
There was a cute Asian TA that I had last semester that I was trying to hook up with Torin. But Holly has some good stories about Torin. Oh, it's okay.
He says he likes Asians.
Yeah, he's over the Asian thing, I think, though. Weird friends I have. Anyhow.
I know, it's kind of an ongoing trend now. Like, a lot of guys I know are totally not into American girls anymore.
I'm not American.
Not American girls.
I'm Latino. I go after the American girls. I really, that's my pet peeve, too. I'm sorry, this is out of nowhere, but when, like, people that like me, like I just said Latino. That's so white. No offense, but that's like if you can say Latino, why don't people say it? Like I was like listening to a comedy skit, and then like some like Mexican comic. Like, he's like the girl's name could be like Fernanda Rodriguez or something like that, and she'd be like, "Hi, my name is Fernanda Rodriguez," and then she'd be like, "Talk perfect English." He calls them posers or something. I don't know. I guess I'm a poser. A poser. God, this slow is going really slow. I'm so dyslexic.
I'm just cruising on that right now.
What are you
now?
Seeing?
Are you looking at porn?
No, I'm looking at t-shirthell.com.
T-shirthell.com.
Yeah.
Commander Zig is
funny shirts, man.
To us. Commander Zig has a question.
Commander Zig says,
Japanese chicks are te hot. Japanese chicks are different than Chinese girls. Yes, they are. Thank you, Commander Zig, for the input on that.
And, the ones that Japanese girls I met have been more giggly than the Chinese girls.
They're more giggly. Yeah. They're more ticklish. They like
the Chinese girls don't talk as much. The Japanese girls are really giggly. You talk to them, I don't think they understand anything you're saying, but they just giggle at you. But that could be an unfair stereotype.
There's a... I served.
Oh, man. That's a horrible shirt.
Yeah, that's on the Worse Than Hell side.
Okay, well...
There's a shirt on worsethanhell.com.
Or no, a t-shirt.
T-shirthell.com.
And it's called...
They should be giving us a stat shirt for free for flipping them, but...
And it's called... It says... It has a big tsunami, like, wave on it, and it says, I surf... The tsunami.
2004.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I donated the tsunami.
They have some bad shirts on there, though. The abortion tickle shirt is really bad.
Rafe is no laughing matter unless you're raping a clown.
That's so mean. Unless you're raping a clown.
No, I like the stop midget on midget crime.
Hey.
There are no small crimes, only small criminals.
Hey, dude, we had a good idea the other day from somebody, like a suggestion for the show. We should go to Cuffs on campus and interview people at Cuffs and, like, have them on the show.
What the hell is Cuffs?
Cuffs, for people that don't know, is our bondage club on campus.
Oh.
Yeah, we have...
I didn't realize we had a bondage
club. Yeah, bondage club on campus. Where you learn how to, tie knots and, you get handcuff tips and, different bondage tips and stuff like that. As Holly points, and she's like, she won't remember.
She's like, I'm already the club treasurer.
Vice President Holly.
Vice President.
No, but they mentioned that we should go there and have, one of them on the show and then, explain some things. Yeah, we should.
We need to do an on-location show sometime.
And another suggestion, another thing that I'm doing is I'm going on February 10th to AIDS Awareness Benefit Fundraiser Dinner thing, and I'm doing magic at it, and I'm pimping you all day.
On February 15th, I have jury duty.
No, yeah.
Sucks to be you.
It's gonna suck.
February is a busy month.
Maybe it'll get canceled.
Man, whose birthday is it? Somebody's. I don't remember that.
Lots of people.
Oh, it's Holly's birthday in February. So if anybody wants to send Holly birthday presents, you can. We should. I wonder if people would send Holly birthday presents.
Put get it one of those gift lists, whatever.
Yeah, we can set up a gift.
Those online gift registries. Just find some sites you want stuff from.
Yeah, we'll put it on there, and we'll have to put some pictures on the site so people can see who you are. There are pictures on the site of Holly, by the way. If people want to surf the site and browse, I put pictures of my holiday in there, and I put some other pictures. So you guys can check that out.
There's only one picture from my holiday. One of me and my brother. Better not. Because my brother looks nothing like me.
And at least. Let's see. What else are we talking about? Oh, things in February. Tech TVs in February.
Valentine's Day, which the same day, was kind of moves us away from having to be.
Yeah, we'll be gone on Valentine's Day, unfortunately.
We have
it's not like I have Valentine's
alibi.
Day.
it is just fucking wrong. And they're like, hey,
yeah, we have an alibi, so we don't have to be here. We have an excuse not to celebrate, man. That's what I'm trying to say. We don't have to be here. It's okay. It happens. It happens.
Unless you can find a Valentine that would be free to celebrate early. Or late or something.
That would require me to go find it.
But it's just one of those corporate holidays.
Greeting card holiday.
Be a corporate whore and buy.
We're gonna have a Valentine's Day special. That Monday of the show of the 14th that we're on Tech TV. We're not gonna have a show that day.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier on the show.
Okay, because we're gonna be in California, so that's not gonna really work out. But if you guys want to check us out on Tech TV, we're gonna take 5 calls there, and we're gonna be talking to other people about.
It's gonna be a busy 2 days.
Yeah,
we're leaving the day of the show.
No, we're leaving the day before the show.
That's the day before the show. Oh yeah.
So we're leaving Sunday the 13th.
Sunday.
From
coming
here.
And after the show, we're coming back. Are we going to be back that night?
We have an appearance on Doug TV as well. So
Two TV shows.
We're
coming back like 6 a.m. the next.
6 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
And I got like jury duty at 8, so.
Let's hope it doesn't snow or anything.
Do not drive on I-35 between 6 a.m. and
I think I should probably contact
Bad News.
I should tell them that work is taking me to Los Angeles. So the number of miles I can travel is like 2,000 or whatever.
I think they know. Oh, are you talking about the courthouse? I thought you said smokehouse. I'm like,
no, the courthouse. Smokehouse doesn't care.
I know. He's like, oh, check TV. Awesome.
As long as I end every sentence with Rant Radio, maybe give Smokehouse a shout out. Oh, because he always says he doesn't get enough shout outs.
Smokehouse? Yeah. He can get women.
They should just rename Rant Radio, like for a day, call it Smokehouse Radio.
Just for a day. Anyhow.
Wow. Register smokehouseradio.com just for a day.
We're just so...
For the one day usage. I'm just babbling.
Ding, ding, ding. So, holy shit! We have a rant going on in the background. I noticed that just now.
So we've been doing the show with a Sean Canny rant in the background.
Well, how about this? Let's put the rant in. I don't remember which rant this is. Let's put the rant in and listen to it really quick.
The girlfriend rant. That's a classic.
The girlfriend rant. That is a classic. Hold on. I'm going to play the rant because people started listening to it, and I just want to hear it. So. All
right.
Here's Sean Kennedy. So. Rant Radio. Oops, that wasn't the rant. Damn it, we can't do anything right tonight, man. This is like the worst show ever. This is like the worst show ever. Yep, like anybody can know.
This is pretty much the worst show of all time.
Ah, there we go.
Sean Kennedy.
Actually, come on. Before we do this, let's give shout-outs. Sorry. Dude, let's just do this, give shout-outs, and we'll end the show with a rant. How about that? You just want to do that? You just want to end the show with a rant? Let's give shout-outs right now, because we got...
All
right,
well, shout-outs to the neighbors. To the neighbors upstairs!
The rants, by the time we give
shout-outs... Upstairs, Richard.
Upstairs. Updoor neighbors.
The outdoor neighbor.
Hey.
Hey, she seemed nice. So.
Dude, do you smell that? It smells like dog.
Someone lit up the crown.
No, it smells like dog in here, dude.
It smells like dog.
Damn it, it didn't work. You're supposed to say, what's... Oh, damn it, I said it wrong.
Yeah, you said it wrong.
Dude, it smells like up dog in here.
What's up, dog?
Not much, man. God, I'm so stupid. It smells like up dog in here.
What is that?
Idiot. Okay. I'm going to give my shouts out now.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Are you guys having a... Don't
smoke crack.
This is what happens if you smoke weed.
You got like 3 feet of air that time.
Wow. Okay, I'm giving my shouts. My shouts tonight are to my brother. He's still single. And although he's trying very hard and diligently. And then... my shouts are to Doug, because he hooked us up with the caller thing.
Yes.
Doug gets major props. He hooked us up with the number and everything, so...
Yeah, major shout-outs to Doug.
And we're going to get the caller thing worked out, because it's not working properly with the Echo thing right now, and so it kind of sucks. And I think we'll have another system next week maybe to run that specifically. Who else? I'm going to give a shout out to this hot redhead I know, and that's about it.
Would you like to respond to that shout out?
She's like, no, I don't
want to. No, I don't want to respond.
She's like, I don't want to respond.
Okay, well, my
you're going to be on the show sometime, Holly.
My shout outs go to those who make the show possible.
Oh,
everyone in the studio, the Updoor Neighbors,
Rant
Radio, Sumerian over at Rant Radio, and Smokehouse,
Tech TV,
Sean Kennedy, Spin FM, Tech TV,
MTV.
All the fine Latinas in Puerto Rico. And other Latinas.
Hugely popular in Puerto Rico.
We're big in Puerto Rico.
Popular in Puerto Rico.
Popular.
Shit.
Hey,
we're big in any.
We're big
Asian
in Australia.
Country.
I always get emails from Australia, man.
Yes.
And
hey. Shout outs to myself.
Okay.
And all the school teachers.
Before Shannon gives a shout out,
like,
all the hot Asian school teachers.
And the Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines.
Yes.
And the Eskimos.
And the Eskimos. Are you done? And Ashley Simpson for getting booed off the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay, hey.
It was the acid reflux.
Right. Hey, dude, question. Are we going to drop what we want to do with the video thing for...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My current... Well,
our
know.
current
project
Adam's
is
project. I lied.
I'm gonna get our system set up here in our living room to system.
I guess stop the
max headroom. I want to get this set up so we have streaming video of the show broadcasted on Rant TV.
Live.
I haven't proposed the idea to Sid Marion or Smokehouse yet, but. They don't really have any show. Only one DJ does live stuff on there.
Yeah.
Everything else is rotation, so I'm sure they would take us.
That'd be cool.
We have the bandwidth for it. Just got to get it set up.
So we'll have a live video show. We can do it with my computer somehow. We need to figure out how that works. But I can take my camera and everything, so it'd be good. All
right. Well, we'll get it figured out.
So it's not crappy webcam. It'd be like high digital.
Yeah, if you use a nice digital camera like that, it'd work pretty good.
So, yes.
So... That's the next project, on top of Geek Love TV.
Geek Love TV, which is still ongoing, and we got clips done and stuff.
Yeah, we're starting to work on a trailer.
Yes.
Which I might actually have more time to work on stuff like that because of my independent study.
Nice. You can submit that for school and stuff. Shannon, shouts.
All right, well, I'm not going to beat around the bush today.
Beat around the bush.
I'll say big shout-out to my girlfriend.
Awesome, yeah.
It's good that she got the first shot.
Yeah, it's always good. My orthopedic surgeon.
Awesome man.
Everybody at Nebraska Health Systems. Oh, yeah. You made me feel like shit for 3 weeks. Thank you. All right, yeah, but that's
NHS.
It. Everybody that's listening out there, that's cool. So just have a nice week.
Commander Zig.
Commander Zig.
Shout out Commander Zig. He's been a loyal listener for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, he has. Longer than that, I think. Is there anything else you have to do? Smokehouse sent us an email saying we need to cut the show early, so... Not, like, very much early, but, like, 5 minutes before we supposed to...
Well, we got about 10 minutes left, so...
We got 5 minutes.
Let's go ahead and plug...
Holly, do you have any shouts to give to anybody? Just name, like, whoever you want to name. Anybody?
Can you mic away from me with her knee? Well, she's kneeing the mic away.
She's like, no, I don't want to.
That's her shout out. Shout out to
Beatbox.
Well, for Keystone Radio, I'm Adam.
This is Richard.
And this is Shannon.
And this is Holly.
And thanks for listening. Next week's show, I promise, will be a lot better.
Thanks for everyone who called in tonight.
Yeah, and call in more. We'll get the number on the website, so. People can be ready next week too and everything. So,
right.
This is Sean Kennedy, and we're ending the show with the Sean Kennedy rant. So,
stay tuned for a repeat of Sean Kennedy's newsreel after this.
Yes, it's a new episode every day, I guess. I was going to say it's a new episode, but I guess it happens every day.
Newsreel.
So, Sean Kennedy Rant. I don't remember which one this is, so...
That's only on Rant Radio, Spin FM.
No. Spin FM.
Yes.
You guys are going to listen to more music. So, we're not on Spin FM anymore, dude. We got disconnected.
Okay, well, never mind then. Root for Rant Radio.
So, alright, here we go. This is Sean Kennedy. Peace.
Later.
Okay, that's right, it's Sean K, time for Live Rant Season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Around Wednesday or Thursday, I, on the cover of the province, there was a young kid who's 14 years old. What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, a 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first, and it says, oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world is the high school, man. That's it. That is your complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. The word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun. They go to the school and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this was wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some more friends, you little fuck. Watch some Hollywood Squares. Have some fucking Jeopardy. It's a joke. It's a fucking gag, man. And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name. If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge. He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people. It's never that bad. You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait, I have a gun. It's not that fucking bad. You'll never kill yourself. That's retarded. Holy fuck. Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No, wait. I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in Corsica's a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Ta-da! Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb. It's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons. So many other things you could fucking do. But no. No. I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get fucking arrested, okay? When it does, people say, oh, he's corrupting the youth. Look at what he said. He said that they should kill themselves. They should kill other people. What? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing. The same thing. Everybody in denial. La la la. Fucking la. My world consists of Gap Jean commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm going to get beat up fucking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consists in a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. All right? It's going to go really bad, really fucking fast. So what's the solution? What's the solution here? Enough negativity. People have to start communicating with fucking people. People have to begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God box is a fucking lie. Okay? So that's all I had to say about that. I'm a lot happier now.
And if you'd like...
Fucker.